The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And anything you want to talk about, any subject you'd like to bring up, we will be more than glad to take your call. Family show. We try to keep it family-oriented, if possible. We also take great pride in the fact that we are conservation-minded here. We like to err if there's a regulation on the side of conservation. We like to keep it ethically sound as well when it comes to fishing and hunting as well. So, you know, just keep those things in mind. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. As far as a phone call is concerned, you're certainly welcome to listen at any time, and we have no way to monitor that. But, you know, we're not... we don't have the technology to find out who is listening. I don't, anyway. I mean, I just hope that you know many of you are out there and you're listening and you're hearing the words and you're hearing the commercials and you're supporting our sponsors, which keeps this show going and has for 35 years. So, anyway, that's the story. Robin's not here this morning. She's healing up though. She's feeling a lot better. She had her annual doctor's exam the other day, and everything's good. Everything's real good, as a matter of fact. So, hopefully, she'll be back in the saddle next to me over there in her little recliner, just you know, plugged in like I am, sitting here, dog on the foot pad of the recliner, and a couple other ones laying over there in their pads on the floor, and they're just enjoying life right now. Fireplace is on. Our great gas fireplace insert from Hearth America is over there cranked up. So it's just having a great time here. The phone number is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We hope this is your escape from the rest of the crazy news out there. This election year, it's getting crazier and crazier, and we're just here to give you some sense of relief and normalcy that there are good things happening in the world. We can still go out and catch a fish or, you know, harvest a deer or turkey or whatever it might be or a goose and just enjoy our life in the outdoors and put all that stuff behind us when we're out there, you know, participating in God's creation. That's the way I look at it. You may have read yesterday that Maryland enacted the striped bass emergency regulations. Hold on. Got a dog chewing a book. Leave it. How about that? Yes, we have dog discipline, too, as part of our regular programming now with three dogs in the house. Fortunately, I can get up and remove the offensive whatever it might be from the dog because the cord on the headphones is long enough to do that. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? We can be on the radio. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. And then I can get the offender. Get the stuff away from. This happens to be a sticker book that the grandkids left out somewhere yesterday. So that's taken care of. There's like 14 dog toys here, and they choose something else to chew on, so that's fine. Here, eat your llama. Anyway, you may have read yesterday that Maryland enacted the striped bass emergency regulations to increase protections for the spawning population. Everybody seems to know what they were, but they have been adopted. Here's what was going on. Somebody had to do something. We had to get those regulations published, okay? The final adoption of what Maryland suggests for their regulations is still being sought. The emergency AELR, the emergency people on the legislative side, met, didn't discuss rockfish because of some technical difficulty. I don't think they met again last week, as they should have, but suddenly the adoption of the emergency regulations came into effect. Had to happen. There's still more for them, for DNR to consider, and more of them to put into regulations. But here's how it stands right now. The emergency regulations can take effect for 180 days. That's 6 months. The state is also pursuing these regulation changes through its standard regulatory process, which is the bureaucracy moving at the speed of molasses. This could create regulations that would remain in place beyond 180 days, but these Maryland-specific actions complement additional coast-wide recreational and commercial measures set by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. On January 25th, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries ASMFC approved an addendum to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Striped Bass that aims to reduce the fishing mortality, the dead fish, in 2024. Here's what it is. For the Chesapeake Bay recreational fishery, which includes charter boat fishing, the addendum implements a 19-inch to 24-inch slot limit and a bag limit of one fish per person per day. For the ocean recreation fishery, the addendum implements a 28-inch to 31-inch slot limit and a coast-wide daily bag limit of one fish. For the commercial fishery, the addendum reduces commercial quotas by 7% in both the ocean and the bay. In addition to the approved emergency regulations, Maryland is considering establishing these rules permanently. The state is also considering extending the recreation and charter boat summer closure by an extra week through August 7th, and closing the commercial hook and line season during the recreational and charter boat summer closure, so there'll be no fishing on rockfish for the last 2 weeks of July and the first week of August. But that has yet to come into effect. All right. Recreational anglers are currently prohibited from targeting striped bass in all waters of the Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries. That's the rivers as well. You know, the Potomac, the Patuxent, all those areas, from July 16th through July 30th, and the Susquehanna, the hottest part of the summer when fish are most vulnerable to dying after being caught and released. DNR officials encourage anglers to pursue other fish, blue catfish, northern snakeheads, instead of striped bass. Blue cats and snakeheads are invasive species, and harvesting them contributes to a healthier ecosystem in the bay. And then it goes on to explain. This press release goes on to explain why, because of diminished spawns and things like that. Your comments on the rockfish seasons, welcome them here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And while you're considering dialing, here's what I'm going to tell you. It's February, and weather starts getting fairly decent around here in March, April. And it's time for you to take a look, and, you know, it's a little dull looking out there with the wintertime, and, you know, no leaves on the trees and things like that. But take a look in your yard, take a look at your deck and go, barbecue grill would look pretty good right there. And you know that old rickety table I've got, you know, Uncle Jimmy almost fell off there last year or so. And those folding lawn chairs, they ain't cutting it anymore. Yeah, they're getting pretty weak. The webbing's starting to rot, so I think it's time for an upgrade. I think we'll go up to Backyard Billy's and see what they've got. And this is all thoughts running through your mind. I think we'll go to Backyard Billy's and see what they've got. A couple Adirondack chairs. I know. I hear Alan on the radio, and he's got, he said they got 1,000 of them in stock. I want to go see if that's true and what colors they have. And the tables, you know, poly tables. That sounds interesting because, you know, this, you don't have to stain them. You don't have to do anything. You just wipe them off, hose them off. They look pretty good year-round. Yeah, let me see what else. Oh, I did say barbecue grill. Well, they got Kamado Joe, and they got that big green egg I've been thinking about. And Alan talks about that pellet stove, too. That's kind of interesting that I can, you know, I can sit in and watch a baseball game and put the ribs on, and the pellets are controlled. I can control the heat, and I look at my phone, and I can turn it on, turn it off. Yeah, Traegers, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, so. Anyway, I think we'll go to Backyard Billy's and check it out this weekend. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And Backyard Billy's has all they want to do is make your backyards fun. So you heard all the stuff that they have. Why not stop by? They're located right off Route 50. You see them. You see that big selection of outdoor stuff when you go by on Route 50. They're open 7 days a week. To get there from the bridge, Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue. You get off the exit and make that first right onto Drummer, and you'll be fine. Coming from down this way, coming from the lower shore, just take Route 18 all the way up through Graysonville, make a right on Evans Avenue, make a left on Drummer, and you're there. Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. If you're rolling it around in your mind and you're speculating and you're already picking out places for your new backyard furniture and your new grill, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. Backyardbillys.com will help you out a lot, too. So, Clyde Sports Shop, their 10-day sale's coming up. March 1st through March 10th. Those are both Sundays. I think. No, that can't be right. March 1st through the 10th. I'll have to look at that. Those are the days of the 10-day sale coming up at Clyde Sports Shop. They are offering to put new line on your reels for half price. Half price. Just take in your empty spools and say, here you go. Here's my spinning reel. Here's my bait caster. Fill that bad boy up, and I'll take 12-pound test, and they will take care of you. Braid is not included. That PowerProbe Pro Braid is not included in the half-price offer. It's monofilament, premium monofilament, Berkeley Strand, Shakespeare, and others, whatever you want. They'll put it on there for half the normal price. How about that? All the tackle is going to be 10% off. There'll be special deals on the kids' stuff. If you want to outfit the kids, that would be a great time to do it. They feature some great rods and reels by Shakespeare and others, and you'll be glad that you stopped by Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe or Lansdowne, whichever one you want to call it. You'll find them right there off Beltway Exit 9. When you get off the exit, you know, you just get down the hill and make a left on Hammonds Ferry Road. They're right there. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. And don't forget, they've got plenty of live bait and minnows and bait for, and they've got the frozen bait too. If you want to go pursue any type of fish with bait in Maryland, they've got the bait for it. All right. There we go. I think we're going to be right back after the rest of these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. Uh-huh. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I really love how you're easy to stack.
We lost a great one this week, didn't we? Yes, indeed. Rest in peace, Toby Keith, and prayers to your family, that's for sure, and your fans, of course. All right, 410 WCBM 680, I think we have Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn, how are you? Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Well, okay, I guess.
Good.
When I look down, I still see the tops of the grass, so I guess
that's right. Okay. That's right. That's right. You sound like you're in a good mood today. So did you get a new phone or something?
No.
No? Okay. You're coming in loud and clear. Maybe it's an adjustment on this end, but you sound good. Yeah. So what else is going on, buddy? Anything exciting?
Not much, no. How's Robin doing?
Robin's doing better. Doing better. She went to the doctor's this week. That would be her annual physical, and seems to be doing just fine. So everything's improving greatly. So she's confident that she's going to be back doing her thing here shortly. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will do that. I will do that. So. Yep. You got any plans coming up?
This not really anything special.
Well, I'll be talking about the National Outdoor Show here shortly. Maybe you can join us for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's what? Just 24th? You said it was.
Yeah, 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday. Friday night and Saturday. Saturday's the big day. That's the.
Yeah.
That's the day it goes. Way into the wee hours. If anybody wants to stay and watch the World Muskrat Skinning Competition, I mean that's a big deal for the trapping community.
Yeah, if I went.
Yeah, that's.
I'd get some.
Yep. Bucks, bears, stags will be there measuring deer on Friday night and Saturday. We're already planning on that. Got some deer lined up too. Some really nice sika deer that we've heard of, and big non-typical whitetails coming in that we know of. So. There's going to be some interesting deer measured there that day.
And that's down at
That's Church Creek. Yeah, it's on Golden Hill Road, the little school down there on the left-hand side. I'm not sure what the school is. Let me find out if I didn't put that in there. But it is, I think it's a middle school, if I'm right, but I'm not sure. I guess I should say,
yeah,
you know, what school that is, yeah. But they don't even list it.
I recall it was here in elementary or middle school or something.
It might be in elementary. Let's see what it is. Golden Hill. Yeah, it's, 3485 Golden Hill Road. National Outdoor Show. But it doesn't really say what it is. I mean, it is a school, but it doesn't really have, you know. We'll figure it out, all right?
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know. It's a school down there on the left when you're headed towards, when you're headed on 16. Golden Hill Road is Route 16 when you're headed toward Church Creek right there. So, anyway, we'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be in touch.
There you go. You take care. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Glenn. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. More news came out this week. An announcement by the Maryland Department of Agriculture announcing a deer management initiative. Does any of that sound interesting to you? Maryland Department of Agriculture announcing a deer management initiative. Maryland Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the Department of Natural Resources, announced on February 7th a new initiative that will connect farmers with hunters in an effort to address deer damage on agriculture land. The goal of the new initiative is to teach deer management techniques to reduce the negative impact of deer overpopulation and loss caused by deer-eating crops. The initiative was developed after farmers expressed concerns about the ongoing issue last year during the Maryland Department of Agriculture's Deer Summit, as well as a survey of farmers who continually experience crop damage. The negative impacts of overpopulation of deer on the economic livelihood of Maryland farmers and arborists cannot be ignored. While deer are a crucial part of the state's ecosystem, they also cause significant damage to crops, forest regeneration, and private and commercial landscaping, said Maryland Department of Agriculture Secretary Kevin Addicks. Therefore, the department is working on developing and implementing strategies to manage the overpopulation of deer and minimize their negative impacts. You keep hearing this word, overpopulation. Population of deer. Tell me what that means. Quote, we're excited to work with the Department of Agriculture to provide hunters new opportunities to harvest deer from agriculture land in a way that is controlled and appropriately managed, said Management Department of Natural Resources Secretary Josh Kurtz. This will be another tool that our state uses to control deer populations. During development of the initiative, the department's worked to identify farmers and hunters who would be willing to participate. Maryland's hunting community was represented in the development of this creative strategy. I've always had trouble with that word. To enhance control of the state's deer population, said Steve Keithley, a friend of mine, measure for bucks, bear, stags, a prominent voice in our organization, member of Wildlife Advisory Commission, and founder of Hunters of Maryland, LLC. And you've heard me mention Hunters of Maryland. We commend the Moore administration for having listened to the hunting community. The principal barrier to taking more deer is access to private farmland. Under this initiative, access will now be developed in cooperation with Maryland farmers. Maryland Farm Bureau commends the Maryland Departments of Agriculture and Natural Resources on their efforts to implement effective and innovative practices to control the deer population in Maryland to minimize their negative impacts on agriculture production, said Maryland Farm Bureau President Jamie Raley. The management initiative also includes plans to work with local jurisdictions to expand access to existing public lands and new opportunity for future acquisitions of public lands, as well as an option for deer meat harvested by hunters to be donated to the Maryland Food Bank and the Capital Area Food Bank. Protein is such a critical part of a diet. We always want to ensure that our food insecure neighbors now, have access to a variety of protein sources, said Molly McGlinchey, Chief of Programs and Innovation at the Capital Area Food Bank. Historically, our experience is that when we make venison available to our neighbors in need, food insecure neighbors and neighbors in need, it is a very popular item, exclamation point. And so the inclusion of deer meat in the program is really exciting. Capital Area Food Bank continues to be grateful to partner with the Maryland Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources on this impactful program. Question, how impactful? The Department of Agriculture and the Department of Natural Resources will continue to work with Maryland farmers and hunters to achieve the anticipated goals and outcomes of the program, this program. This initiative represents a significant step forward in managing the state's deer population while addressing the concerns of farmers and promoting sustainable practices. Collaboration of this kind leads to solutions, said State Senator Sarah Elfrith, District 30, Anne Arundel County. Senator Sarah Elfrith has filled the slot left when Senator John Astell, nothing but a friend to hunters, left office several years ago. For more information about the program, Cassie Shirk, Maryland Department of Agriculture Assistant, Secretary for Marketing, Animal Industries, Consumer Services is available. Anyway, that's the story, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Significant news this week. Let's see who's on the line. I'm sorry. Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you? Oh, how are you, Chris?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thanks.
What's going on?
Not much. Very interesting program they're kicking off up there in Maryland.
Yep. Seems to be.
Hopefully, you know how that goes. Going to get a couple hunters going there that, you know, you always got a bad seeds here and there. It's going to screw things up on some farm somewhere.
That's been happening for generations, buddy. That's been happening. So, but we'll be interested to see what the program is all about. Right now, there's tremendous Department of Natural Resources as far as people is concerned, as far as money is concerned, managing the deer management program on agriculture land or crop damage permits. Okay, there's to the tune of 7 or 8 full-time employees that do nothing but that. You wouldn't think that would be a big deal, but there's a lot of farms in Maryland, and there's a lot of employees of the Department of Natural Resources, and probably close to $500,000 in money, hunting license money, I might add, that goes to the deer management program, which does nothing but support, the farmers. I don't know if you're familiar, but the way the crop damage program works here, you're allowed to kill a deer 365 days a year here in Maryland if you have an agriculture damage permit, if you have a crop damage permit, okay, with any weapon of your choice. Used to be you had to wait till the proper season. In archery season, you could take crop damaged deer with a bow. Firearm season, you could take them with a gun. There are even 30 to 40 at least permits out there right now that have authorized farmers to shoot deer at night. There are deer cooperators out there who do nothing, if that's their full-time job, is to shoot deer for farm families who own and manage, you know, thousands and thousands of acres. There are also suburban programs where shooters are permitted to shoot deer on county parks, on orchards and nurseries, and other things like that. So the deer are already under constant pressure. When hunting season comes around in those regions, like in Montgomery County, where there's the intense program on managing deer in the parks, the hunters are just having trouble, you know, having trouble finding deer because of the sharpshooting, because of the suburban management, because of all these other programs that I talked about. You know, the hunter who's supposed to be nature's first conservationist, when it comes to agricultural lands and orchards and nurseries, he's the last guy in line.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's paying for the license. And he's the one that's paying for the license that's matched by federal funds. And the federal funds go towards not only management, but they also go to the purchase of public lands. You know, if you own a farm here in Maryland, it's under agricultural, you know, development all the time. You don't need a hunting license. You need a hunter safety education program. You and your immediate family don't need a hunting license. So, you know, you've got all this land. You can take all these deer. But there's no money coming back to the state in matching federal funds from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So I hope they've addressed some of these things. I really do. So we'll see. We'll see. There's a meeting next week on the 15th on the R3 initiative here in Maryland, which is recruitment, retention, and reactivation. And I'll be attending that meeting. We'll see how that all works out. We'll see if it's brought up. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, all the wildlife officials will be there, so we'll see what they have to say about it. I might ask them a couple questions.
Yeah.
So, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I didn't get to catch a show last week, and the week before you were going to get into talking about the solar phases and hunting and fishing by the moon.
Did that last week.
Oh, did you?
I didn't catch that. I know. Well, here's the deal. There has always been, I mean, ever since I was a kid and before that, there have been people who subscribe to what is called the solar tables, best times to hunt and fish. And you can look that up online. And why is it solar? What does that mean? Well, I believe it has to do with the gravitational pull of the moon on every body of water on Earth. I use the term, and I've heard it when I was a kid, tied in a teacup. Have you ever heard of that? I'm sitting here drinking a cup of coffee, okay? And as the tide is going out or coming in, because of the gravitational pull of the moon, my cup of coffee has a tide. Do you believe that?
I've never paid attention to it. I don't pay that much attention to my cup of coffee.
It's a very familiar way to get people to recognize what I'm talking about. There is a gravitational pull of the moon, okay, and its effect on water, which creates such vast movements of the tides. If you've ever been to Canada or Maine, you know, those tides move 30, 40 feet. Why is that? Well,
Yeah.
What else causes it? Nothing but the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth. And the moon is, you know, closer to the Earth. Certain times of the day, the moon rotates around the Earth. The Earth rotates around the sun. Am I correct on that? That's what gives us our daylight and so forth. At certain times, the moon is closer to the Earth in certain areas. That's why we have a difference in the tides from, let's say, you know, Dorchester County to Cecil County. You look at the tide chart, and the tides are different. The high tides are different everywhere we go. Well, animals are made out of water, including humans. Okay? So why, when I heard when I was a kid, well, you know, the cattle are laying down, the fish won't be biting. How did that axiom come to be? That came to be because I believe the lunar tide, the lunar influence on domestic animals who are out in the field, like cattle, like horses, okay, why do they all get up and feed at the same time? Are they all hungry at the same time? What motivates the herd to stand up? What makes that a good time when the domestic animals are up to see wild animals out in the field? Well, there's only one thing it can be, okay? It's the gravitational pull of the moon. And I believe that when I'm in a hunting area, okay, and I look at the closest tide, that's going to be the area, the time of increased animal activity. whether it's squirrels or birds or, you know, the sheep and goat farm next door, or whether that's, you know, whether that's the deer movement. And I've always had relatively decent success by paying attention, whether it's in the middle of the afternoon, early in the morning, late in the evening, whenever the tide tends to be full incoming, you know, or right at peak full in my area. That's all I'm saying. I just like to use it. It's just another hint for me. Does it work all the time? No. No, it doesn't work all the time.
I read a book years ago. I can't remember the title of it. The author was a publisher. He worked for Deer and Deer Hunting magazine.
Yep.
And it was specifically about hunting whitetails by the deer phase. I believe that might have even been the title.
By the moon phase, yeah.
And he said... He said one of the best times to hunt deer is when the moon is overhead or underfoot. And what that translates into, if you don't know what it means, is you know how sometimes in the morning it'll be 8, 9 o'clock and the moon will still be out?
Yeah.
That's a great time to hunt.
Yeah.
Likewise, if you're out in the afternoon and it's 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and the moon's rising, it's supposed to be a great time to hunt.
Well, there you go. All part of the same thing.
And, you know, you were talking about the moon's effect on tides. Notice when in apogee, the Earth is closest to the moon. And they always say the tides are always even higher than normal high tides when that happens.
Right.
And my point.
You're proving my point.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Hey, look, it may not work for everybody. I just think it's another tool. I think it's another tool in the toolbox.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you don't never have enough tools.
Yeah, if you don't have your gun sighted in, you know, the deer might show up at the peak of the tide and you might miss, but at least they were there, right?
I chuckled the other week and a fella called you and asked you, what was the most important thing you take out hunting with you?
Yeah.
And he was talking about, you know, a face mask and binoculars. And said, what about your firearm?
Yeah, right. Yep. You got to have one of those.
Look, I want to say
and ammunition.
Good morning to my buddy, Teddy.
All right. Good morning, Teddy. See you later, Chris. Thanks.
He's an avid listener to you. So take care, Alan.
See you, buddy. Thanks. All right. Thank you. All right. You know, the 77th National Outdoor Show is Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. It's at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland, 21622. Admission's only $8 for adults and $4 per child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers, watermen and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. There will be entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor local seafood delicacies and eat muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. Friday, Saturday, February 23rd and 24th, 2 weeks from today. See you at the 77th National Outdoor Show. And here's where you find all the times and details. It's nationaloutdoorshow.org. www.nationaloutdoorshow.org. And we will see you there, no question. Hey, do you know Spurry's Tire Service right around the corner? Yep, they are at the corner of Dover and Elliott. Dover Road, Elliott Road, right here in Easton. A couple blocks from the house here. They're just off Route 50. And that is where the locals, and when you go past there during the day, you will find out exactly what I'm talking about. You'll see local businesses there with names on the sides of their vehicles that you might recognize. Names that we recognize here. Contractors, landscapers, anyone who has vehicles in their fleet, they're all there at Spurry's Tire Service. They've got any tire for any truck, any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. They specialize and they focus on and they promote American-made tires like Bridgestone and Firestone, but whatever gets the job done, they'll get it for you. Spurry's Tire has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. Garden tractor, farm tractor, no problem. If you own a trailer, I don't care if it's a tandem trailer, a boat trailer, a landscape trailer, any kind of utility trailer, they've got tires for that. They do more trailer tires than you can imagine. How about an ATV? They've got those tires too. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they've done it for me. And I'm wearing a full set of Firestones on the truck, just saying. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Did I mention there was no appointment needed for tires? Yeah, you can walk in, tell them what you got, and they'll try to make room for you right that day. And if they don't have that tire in stock, they'll have it the next day. Easton, the phone number is 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. That's Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin
Hello,
Ellis.
I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
All right, we love Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Toby Keith, God rest his soul, and others out there that we play a lot of, and we really enjoy. Oh, Hank Jr., yeah, you got to love Hank Jr. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? I'm sorry if I missed somebody. Did I miss a text? Gary in Dundalk. Hey, Gary, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I'm noticing a lot of these black and white Canadian geese all over the place. What's the story? Safe, bad? Can we kill them? What?
Well, yeah, they are in season in certain areas right now. The resident goose population is actually in season right now. You can't just go out and shoot one. No, you've got to have a hunting license. You've got to have a hunter safety course. You've got to have a migratory bird permit. And you've got to have a federal duck stamp. So all that to kill the goose. Yeah, they're Canada geese. There's not Canadian geese. They're Canada geese is the proper term.
Okay.
And they've been around for a long, long time. There was a moratorium a while back on them, and there was the past 3 or 4 years, there was a harvest restriction of one bird per person, just like rockfish, you know, the management technique. And if allowed time and place to regenerate, the Canada goose can come back and has. Now the limit is 2. And these are federally controlled birds because they're migratory, which means they migrate from Canada across a number of states until they get here. The Delmarva Peninsula is, in particular, one of the biggest wintering grounds for Canada geese, the Atlantic population of Canada geese. They don't go much further south than here. They do stay north in some areas at certain times of the year, but here in Delmarva, this is it. Now, up until not too long ago, right at the end of the migratory season, there weren't a lot of birds around. There weren't. But as the weather continued to get worse and worse, as farther north, it pushes them further south in pursuit of food. And then what'll happen is they'll feed here, they'll meet their mate, they'll do what they call pair up. They'll find a mate. They'll fly north, and they'll fly north to Quebec or to the Hudson River area. where they originated, where their traditional breeding grounds are, and they will nest and they will breed up near the Arctic Circle. And that's what we have to be careful of, that the breeding success is good in the worst conditions in Canada, because sometimes there's a lot of snow, sometimes there's a lot of ice, and the breeding is, you know, the breeding is not that good. There are a lot of predators there, too. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and even people in Maryland and on that waterfowl part of Wildlife and Heritage Service will go to Canada, and they'll monitor, you know, the nesting success. They'll see how many pairs have actually nested. They'll see how many goslings are on each nest, and they'll calculate the success. They'll look at the weather. They'll look at the models, the computer models, and they'll establish in February, they'll establish what they're going to do for the next upcoming season. So just like rockfish, for a few years in a row, the nesting success or the spawning success like rockfish was not that great, so they had to cut back on the numbers to one goose per person being harvested. And it's a great correlation to the one rockfish, because we've had bad spawns here for the last 5 years. They haven't met the overall average that we've had for however many years. So the spawning success has been bad, less rockfish, more fishing pressure. So what do? You got to regulate there's two things you can regulate. You can regulate the season, the length of it, and you can regulate the bag limit based on the year class. And that's what they do, and that's what these emergency regulations are based on. And coming up here in the next hour, we'll have Captain Jason Seaman coming on. Jason captains a charter boat. He's vice president of the Maryland Charter Boat Association, and he's gonna give us a little insight, because he attended the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission meeting. So we'll hear from him on the commercial, you know, the hook and line part, the for hire part, the charter boats. We'll hear about some of that stuff. And having spoken to Jason, he's as conservation minded as anybody I know. So let's hear what he has to say. What do you think? To answer your question about Canada geese.
So
go for it.
Good eating.
Well, they are good eating. A lot of people don't care for them, but I like them. I like the, you know, people can roast a goose for Christmas. That's a traditional thing.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of roasted goose. Okay. I like the breast meat. I like to crock pot them. I like to season them. Put them in the crock. I like to season them ahead of time. Freeze them, refrigerate them, put them in a crock pot, get them out. And we'll talk more about the recipes later, but the breast is good, and I like the hearts. There you go. Hey, there's the music, buddy. Got to let you go. Thanks, Gary. Time to say get out, stay safe, people. Remember, Valentine's Day coming up. Give your loved one a hug. Get her something nice. Get him something nice. Tell him you love him. Tell her you love her. Have a great week. We'll be back after the break.